she waves it off. Nah, that would be a cliché. So tell me, what the fornicating hell is happening? Why did someone or something try to render me metabolically incompetent whenever I meet you?
Well, it goes back to around 1919, I say, dropping tea bags into a chipped pot. That was when the Thule Gesellschaft was founded in Munich by Baron von Zibotendorf. The Thule Society were basically mystical whack jobs, but they had a lot of clout. In particular, they were heavily into Masonic symbolism and a lot of post-theosophical guff about how the only true humans were the Aryan race, and the rest, the Minderwertigen, inferior beings, were sapping their strength and purity and precious bodily fluids. All of this wouldn't have mattered much, except a bunch of these goons were mixed up in Bavarian street politics, the Freikorps, and so on. They sort of cross-fertilized with a small outfit called the NSDAP, whose leader was a former NCO and agent provocateur sent by the Landswehr to keep an eye on far-right movements. He picked up a lot of ideas from the Thule Society, and when he got where he wanted, he told the head of his personal bodyguard, a guy called Heinrich Himmler, another occult obsessive, to put Walter Darré, one of Alfred Rosenberg's protégés, in charge of the Arnon Eber Society. Arnon Eber was originally independent, but rapidly turned into a branch of the SS after 1934, a sort of occult R&D department come training college. Meanwhile, the Gestapo orchestrated a pretty severe crackdown on all non-party occultists in the Third Reich. Adolf wanted a monopoly on esoteric power, and he got it. I switch off the grill. All this would have amounted to exactly zip, except that some nameless spark in the Arnon Eber research arm unearthed David Hilbert's unpublished last question, and from there to the Wannsee conference was just a short step.
Hilbert, Wannsee, you've lost me. What did the calculus of variations have to do with Wannsee, whatever that is?
Wrong question, right, Hilbert. It's not one of the 23 questions on unsolved problems in mathematics. It's something he did later. The thing is, Hilbert was experimenting with some very odd ideas toward the end, before he died in 1943. He'd more or less pioneered functional analysis. He came up with Hilbert space, obviously, and he was working toward a proof theory in the mid-30s, a theory for formally proving the correctness of theorems. Yeah, I know, Gödel holed that one under the waterline in 1931. Anyhow, you know Hilbert's published work dropped off sharply in the 1930s, and he didn't publish anything in the 1940s. And yes, he'd read Turing's doctoral thesis. Do I need to draw you a diagram? No? Good. Now, Wannsee. That was the conference in late 1941 that set the final solution in motion. Before then, it was mostly an alfresco atrocity. Einsatzgruppen, mobile murder units, running around behind the front line, machine-gunning people. It was the Arnon Eber SS, with a numerical analysis department founded on the back of that unpublished work by Hilbert. He pointedly refused to cooperate any further, once he realized what was going on, by the way, which provided the seed for the Wannsee invocation. The Wannsee conference was attended by delegates from about 20 different Nazi organizations and ministries. It set up the organization of the final solution. The Arnon Eber ran it behind the scenes, using Karl Adolf Eichmann, at the time head of Section 4B4 of the Reich Main Security Office, as organizational head, a kind of Nazi equivalent of General Leslie Groves. In the USA, General Groves was a Corps of Engineers officer. He organized the massive logistical and infrastructure mobilization needed to build the Manhattan Project. In Vienna, Eichmann, an SS Obersturmbannführer, was in charge of providing raw material for the largest necromantic invocation in human history.